Hi, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the show about the Akashic Records, how it plays in your life, or how the records play in your life. Not real records, of course, but I mean, not real records that you play, but how the records affect your life. And what we're going to talk about is your life and how you can ask questions of, to get your soul's information. Now, when I work with the Akashic Records, I access the records through a specific sacred prayer. And so I've opened the records prior to coming on the air tonight. And so I would love to hear from you. And if you're listening to bbsradio.com, we really want you to call in your questions and or email your questions. This is really a very interactive show. So what you want to do is, if you're going to email, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's I-N-F-O at akashicwisdom.com, just like the program. And if you're listening to BBS Radio, you want to be able to call in, and you should have those numbers right up on your screen. But if not, I'll give them to you. You want to call in to 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515 or 530-413-4520 or 415-287-0074.
I'm sorry. I'm just breaking in here, and I apologize to the audience. That sounds so weird, giving out so many numbers. And, you know, I apologize to you, the host, and to the audience for having to kind of listen to that over the last few weeks, because the beautiful thing, Donna, I wanted to interject is next week there will be one number fits all. And
oh,
you
my
just
goodness,
give
that's
out,
great.
Yeah, so this will be the last time you have to give out multiple numbers, because next week one number will do the trick. Love
that's
you,
great.
Your audience, happy
wait,
holidays.
Don't go
I'll
away, John.
Go.
Don't go away. Don't go away.
I got it. The phone's ringing.
Okay,
well,
great.
No,
all
it
right,
stopped.
Go ahead.
It
what
stopped.
I was going to say is that they roll over, so and there was like everybody can call in. Do those roll over, or are they separate lines?
They're always separate lines, but yeah, if we bring on a number, it'll roll to the next available line. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, hopefully
and
we got some good
week.
People calling. That's great. Okay, so let's make this a lively show, folks. I want you to call in. You know, if you need those numbers, go up to bbsradio.com. Or email me, and I can email those numbers to you. And what we're going to start out with a question. One of our listeners has called in, or actually has emailed in, and I want to just get to these questions, because what she was asking is that she wants to understand why the word crazy is being used by so many people. So from a spiritual, emotional, physical, and mental point of view, what she's wondering is, she says, I'm wondering about the mental aspect, mental health. It seems that the word crazy is being used by by many around me to describe their jobs, family, and life in general. What can the record keepers tell us about the current world consciousness in reference to mental well-being? Well, I think that's a great question. And so let me just kind of move in to the energy here, and we will consider and discuss this. What the record keepers have to say, by the way, folks that are listening, I'm not channeling. I am not interpreting. I'm telling you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel, and this is coming from the Akashic Records here. The aspect of people, quote-unquote, feeling personally crazy, feeling their life is crazy, feeling that people around them are crazy, and the definition of the word crazy has to do with an upheaval of energy that is happening within the grids, if you will, and the energy around the planet. So this is a planetary aspect that is coming into the human, or actually into their field, not the actual human. And the only way that the human can express, it's like the only words that fit something that has no words, is the word crazy. Now, the word crazy also has more of a connotation to the way it's making the individual feel, and that feeling that individual that our feeling has to do with feeling out of control. So when a person says, my life is crazy, or people are crazy around me, or I feel crazy, it's because things are so out of their control, or the perception is that they're out of control, that they don't know literally how to draw their energy back to a grounded place, to move into a center that allows them to feel not only in control, but to reestablish their boundaries. Now, so one of the things the record keepers are they're about to help you understand what to do from a point of view like this, is that they want you to understand that when you're feeling the most overwhelmed, when you're feeling the most out of control, what you want to do is literally take a deep breath, and if you're standing, take a step back. And it's not about stepping back into the past. What it is, it's about stepping back away from the energy that is literally drawing you into your overwhelm. And by taking a step back, you're able to literally put a shield, if you will, or distance between you and the activity that's I don't want to say creating, because that's not the right word. The word I'm hearing creating, but it doesn't feel like creating. What did you say?
Triggering.
It's true. Yeah, Nikki's here, and I also have Nikki as my guest. That's here. We're sitting around our kitchen table, and we have April from Atlanta, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. But what I'm saying is what's triggering that feeling of overwhelm has really more to do with, like I said, stepping back and moving into a space where you're literally away from that energy. It's like you're putting distance. And once you've moved back and you've taken that deep breath, it's about moving into a place of centeredness and a place, and they're using the word surrender, but not surrendering to the craziness or the overwhelm, but surrendering to your ability to know. So I want you just to imagine right now, what would it feel like to surrender to your ability to know what your next step is? Think about that. Just there you go. Take a moment, take a deep breath. And no matter what's happening in your life right now, I want you to take a nice deep breath, as we just said. And if you're sitting down, imagine yourself step back. Imagine yourself putting distance to the overwhelm. And now I'd like you just, from your heart, imagine what it would feel like if you knew what your next step was. This is not about knowing what your step is. This is about imagining what it would feel like to know what your next step is. And notice the calm and notice the assuredness that comes forward. And from that place of calm and assuredness, allow the concept and aspect of trust to come forward. You do not have to know what your next step is. You just have to trust that within you, you know, and it will come forward in its perfect time. I just want you just to take that moment and allow yourself to be in that space of knowing. Now, just stay there for a moment. Good. Nice deep breath. We want to thank Lucita Garcia for that wonderful question. That was great. Please do call in. Please do call in and let's talk about this and how that exercise or that possibility can actually manifest in your life. That offer is there for anyone who's listening. So before we move on, I just really want to say a wonderful hello to all my wonderful participants and students of the Akashic Record Workshop that we had here in Cleveland, Ohio this past weekend. It was truly magnificent. I mean, the group of people far surpassed their levels of knowing, and there were wonderful people here literally from all over the country and the world. We had a wonderful lady, April from Atlanta. And she came all the way from Atlanta to be with us, and she came from the warm to be in the cold here in Cleveland, Ohio, when we've got snow on the ground. And it was the first time she'd flown in 44 years, and that was quite an adventure, and we give her a lot of credit for making that journey. And we want to thank Alexandru's, Alexandru was actually originally from Romania, but now lives in Hawaii, and he came all the way from Hawaii to Cleveland, and because of this connection, I have been invited to actually do some Akashic Records work in Hawaii, and we're going to be doing that in April. So if there's anyone in Hawaii, and the island of Hawaii, that is interested in knowing more about the records work, please email me, and you can get on my email list for more information about the Hawaii workshops, and that's coming up in April. And you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I will make sure to let you know about the dates and the times and the places. And then we had folks from Pittsburgh, Lorraine and Dean from Pittsburgh. That was wonderful. And the rest of the folks were Clevelanders and from east and west side of Cleveland. And so we just want to say hello to everyone and send everybody a wonderful, heartfelt namaste. That's what's coming forward, a really heartfelt namaste for whatever's going on, you know, and however you can work the records in your life. So I'm going to move on. Nikki, do you have any questions for us today? Okay. Do you have any questions for the... Okay. So we're going to move on to some of the questions that we were working with in the workshop, but that we didn't necessarily get to. So there were questions that actually... So what happens in a workshop where you learn how to access your own Akashic Records, you learn how to work with the actual prayer that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And then there are various questions that come forward from the records that the participants and the students open their own personal records and answer. And so there was, we were involved in such deep and wonderful discussions and loving information exchange that there are some questions here that didn't get answered. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to suggest that you get your journals out, and I'm going to suggest that as the questions are asked, you do something like twice simultaneously, which is write the question down, get your first impression, and listen to what the record keepers have to say in answer to these questions. Okay? So yes, Renike's got something that she wants to say. What do you want to say, Nikki? I'm going to read. Go ahead. Hold on.
Well, I just wanted to say that what was coming up regarding this last question, as you're sitting here talking, I wondered if the record keepers could speak about also advising people about when they're feeling that overwhelmed and or crazy feeling or about dropping into center, about sometimes it's, if you could speak about dealing with other people's states that you're kind of, sometimes it's the people around you that are so affected that you're being affected by,
right,
and how to remain calm when all the turbulence is going around you, and to keep your, and not let other people's states affect yours, if they could speak about that.
Sure. That's a great question. Thanks so much. So what we want to do is we want to ask the record keepers, let me get the right question here. Yeah, how can I stay centered and grounded in the midst, in the midst of turmoil? That's the piece. And so the question is how can I stay, how can I maintain and stay grounded and almost shielded from the turmoil that is around me, and so and make sense of it at the same time, so that I may be a service, especially if it's a family members or if there's a connection between myself and the turmoil, as far as I'm not causing the turmoil, but the turmoil is literally encircling me. And what the record keepers are actually showing me is a hurricane. Okay? It's a hurricane. And then the hurricane actually turns into a tornado. And the tornado is creating the vortex. And the vortex, and so it's really important, and all of a sudden I get the image of Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. So what happens is that the calmness is in the eye of the storm. That's exactly what they were getting to. But the way to get to the eye of the storm is to literally stand still, both figuratively and energetically, and allow the turmoil to move around you. And what your job is to hold the center of the vortex of calm. Because in holding the center of the vortex of the calm, the turmoil will literally dissipate as the storm gets cleared. And what they're showing me is that it's almost like everything falls away if you can allow others to be in their turmoil and not play into it. Not allow their turmoil to be yours. Because what we need to remember is that we are not responsible for anyone else's turmoil. We are not responsible for fixing them. We're not even responsible for helping them. Because if they haven't asked, we are not responsible. And if they have asked, and we give our best information that we have that will lead them from the turmoil into the eye, so that they can stay calm with you. If they choose not to take that information, you are released of the responsibility of helping them. And that's not to say that it helps you emotionally, but if you can literally cut the cords of the feeling of guilt and responsibility for fixing or helping those in turmoil around you. By cutting those cords, by literally imagining the violet flame, the violet divine flame coming forth and literally burning off all the cords that are there that connect you with turmoil, the calmness that you will feel will be an immense knowing that what those around you are going through is their path and not yours. You are only standing there in observation. You're only standing there as a witness, if you will, to their learning or their, sometimes their demise. You can only hold the energy of what you know to be truth. It's, yes, it is. It's their experience. It's their path. Yeah, that is. It's their experience. It's their path. And you are holding that. You are witnessing and holding the energy so that they may experience what they need to experience, and they have, quote unquote, a port in the storm should they decide that they want to shift their life. But it's not your responsibility to shift it for them. You can't. I think what's important for us all to remember is we cannot change people. Only the people can change people themselves. We talked about this a little bit last week, that we cannot change anyone. They have to become so uncomfortable with their own life or their own situations that they make the decision to change, and then they literally maintain that commitment to move forward. Everyone has a choice to move forward into the change that they know is possible. And if they don't know change is possible, there are myriads of experiences or opportunities for people to step into change. You always have a choice. You always have a choice. Even when you think you have no choice, even when no activity is even apparent, something, even doing nothing is a choice. If you're not sure what action to take, it's not about being right. It's about knowing within you or feeling within you that you no longer have to take the responsibility of changing anyone else. So it's time to take the bag of rocks off your back and leave them at the side of the road. It's time for you to really move forward on your path as an example of what you can do to help yourself feel more grounded and safe and really connected to your beingness. Now, if there's anyone out there that would like to ask a question about their turmoil or how to move into their knowing, we certainly can discuss it with you or support you in that journey. So the idea here is that this is a time of year where there are many people who feel lost. This is a time of year when they long for community. And so what's important for you to know is that your community lies within you. And for those people who need a community, I'm going to offer you an opportunity to either call me or email me on Christmas. On December 25th, I will be by my phone. 216-691-1233. And we're going to do it Christmas Eve as well. Christmas Eve and Christmas. If there's anyone that would like to speak to me, has a question, this is my gift to you. I will speak to you and help you to the best of my ability for one question, and this is free. So this is a Christmas gift on the 24th and the 25th, 216-691-1233, or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I will do my best to help support you in finding your own answers. That's my gift, and that's my commitment to you. Okay? Now, we have April here, who's here from Atlanta. April, did you want to say anything? Oh, you got to come closer to me, sweetie, and you got to just bring the chair here. This is April's first time. She's never heard our program because she's just about to get a computer. So we're glad. So I'm going to hand the phone over to April, and she's going to make a comment.
I want to ask the record keepers if they can give us all a tool for this time of year to help us feel less separate and more a part of everything good. Okay.
That's a great question. Perfect question. You can stay there. Okay. All right. So that's exactly what we were talking about. Is how can we feel more connected and more, did you say, a part
of everything?
Of everything. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what's coming forward here is a way. What I'm feeling is it's like a meditation. It's like it's a touchstone. It's a touchstone meditation. So I'd like everyone out there to just take a moment and close your eyes and take a nice deep breath. And I want you to imagine the innocence of the baby. The innocence of the child. And I want you just to imagine your own innocence. Imagine moving into and merging with the love and the innocence of that baby. And now I want you to just imagine looking at life from the innocence of the baby who is still in touch with the divine, who is still in touch with the angelic beings, who looks up and looks past the adults who is looking down in their crib and sees all the angels that are around us, seeing all the beings of light that have come to assist us. It's about moving back into the innocence of who we are when we first arrived on this planet. Moving back to the innocence of who we are before we even incarnated onto this planet. And with our hearts open, reaching up and literally imagining taking the hand of the most high and precious being of light, just imagining that the angels are around us as we hold the hand of God.
as we feel these wonderful angels around us, it's important that we expand our light to include all of those people who need to have their path illuminated, and allow your innocence and your love to illuminate not only your path, but the path of those who need to have their hand held and their arms held and their shoulders loved in the arms of the angels. And so I want you just to imagine being held in the arms of angels, comforted and loved, and knowing deep in your heart you are not alone, for this is a time of rebirth. This is a time of the return of innocence. This is a time of returning to faith and trust and the knowing that we are all part of a divine plan. Ready, come back to the room. And hopefully that was helpful. And for those people who are listening to this via the internet, you can listen to that archive and that meditation by just going up to your computer and going to the archives of BBS Radio and connecting with the program on December 20th, 2009 of Akashic Wisdom. And that will be there for you. You can download it and hold it in your heart and repeat it for whenever you need to. I have an interesting question that's come forward, and I'm going to make the assumption that this person is writing from Norway. And the question is, what does the Akashic Record say about the spiral blue light over Norway and over China as well? That's a very interesting question, so let's go in and ask. So what can you tell us, masters, teachers, and loved ones, about the spiral blue light over Norway and over China? Okay, so what's interesting is that they were actually showing me vortexes over Norway. There's two different lights. It's very interesting with the, and this is coming from the Akasha, because Donna doesn't know anything about this, so I have no idea what I'm talking about, and that's not unusual. I can't tell you how many times I have no idea what I'm talking about. So what I mean by that is they're showing me two different kinds of light. One is a spiral blue light that is like a vortex over Norway, and the light over China is not a spiral so much as is like an aura light. It's an aura light. It's a heart light. It's like a light around the country. But it's not spiral. So the light around Norway, we'll just start with that. There's a spiral, the spiral light around Norway has to do with expanding the grids of knowledge and a rebirthing of almost like a divine connection. There's also more, there's something about research that is taking place in Norway that is being assisted by the spiral light. And so the spiral light is not only a horizontal spiral, but a vertical spiral. And what I'm seeing is that the light itself is able to connect with rays of light that move into the hearts or the mind and the minds of those who are willing to receive the expanded information. There's also, this light has to do with the supporting of the planet in that on that part of the earth. It has to do with doing something to the ground, but it's almost like it's illuminating the ground. It's almost like an additional fertilization, and I don't know what this means, but it's so it's almost, it's not like an X-ray, but it's, or ultraviolet. It's a different kind of a light, but it comes not only from above, but from below. It comes from underneath as well as above. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. It's like an activation. Almost like a DNA activation. It's like a spiral. The earth. Yeah, that's what he said. It's coming from below as well as above it, because Nikki's seeing as well. It's like with the grids. Exactly. Yes, it's connecting the new information from above with the grids below, and it goes out. But it's also connecting with the humans that are interested or willing to receive the information about those new grids. And so I'm going to turn this phone over it's in the region. It goes out, but it's centered there though. Yeah, it will affect the whole. I'm translating here. What Nikki's saying is will affect the whole. It's actually the whole top of the planet, and then it moves down. I guess that's the best way to explain it. It just moves down and moves out. Yeah, it's spirals. Yeah, exactly. And I'm also getting that it's spiraling through the planet, not just on top of the planet, but through the center of the planet. Okay, so that this is actually, and also another thing that's coming forward here and opening up is that the blue light also has to do with some type of a preparation for the 2012 shift that our planet is going to experience. And so, I'm getting that it's a very loving kind of a situation, and that people can actually shift themselves by connecting with the blue light. I hope that's helpful. Love to get some confirmation on that. And then let's talk about China for a moment. China's light is an emanating light. It's an emanating light that's coming coming from the ground and upward, but it's not necessarily spiral so much as, again, if you were to take a look at the sun and you see the light around the sun, that's what's happening with the area of over China, and yet it's coming from the earth upward. It's a matter of a multiple dimensional shift for not only that region, but it's a multi-dimensional shift that's happening within the hearts and the minds of that region. And I'm also hearing something about Mongolia, and that there are are mountain ranges are shifting that's happening in the Mongolian area that is going to uncover aspects of the land that will be beneficial for humanity. And the light, the blue light that's showing, is almost like a pathway to where this shifting of the land is going to happen. And it is around mountains. So I don't know what that means, but I know that they're, that what they're saying is it has to do with the shifting of the consciousness of the people in the region. For those people who are interested in shifting their consciousness, everybody has a free will choice. Nobody has to shift consciousness, of course. But the majority of people that are willing to shift their consciousness and open will actually it will go a long way to shifting and changing the world. As far, and this is not a bad thing; it's a good thing.